Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, it's been a pretty good week for good news. We've, throughout the week here so far, had a handful of things to tell you about that weren't terrible. There's usually so much.
Well, so much goes on in your life that's good news, but, you know, this, when it comes to the government and its growth and encroachment on life, that is where the bad news generally starts.
Yeah, and there's always plenty of that to choose from, but when we come across something that's positive for the ideas of freedom to advance liberty a little bit, then, or at least defend against the encroachment of the ever-encroaching state, then we like to like to relay those stories. So here's another one for you. Barry Cooper is and has been vindicated, and his wife Candy and I believe one of their associates have been vindicated. We've, of course, been talking with Barry for a long time over the years on this program about his incredible activism that he's done since leaving the realm of law enforcement after having been a narcotics officer down in Texas and having set records basically for bus, which he's certainly not proud of now, considering he's joined the side of freedom and is speaking out against the war on drugs. And Barry is with us tonight. Barry, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Always good to talk to you, Barry. Welcome back on Free Talk Live, and it's nice that you're not sitting in a cold cage right now.
That feels really good. It feels good not to be in a cage, and it feels really great to be talking to you guys again.
So the news today, and it's actually the top story on our website tonight at freetalklive.com, thanks to our listeners voting it up, the news is that you have been vindicated. You and Candy and I guess one of your buddies has been you've been vindicated. The charges have been dropped in Odessa, Texas, against you for cop busters. Can you give our listeners maybe a little recap of what happened and what has happened transpired recently?
Well, we were shocked because I had just finished our motion hearings Monday in the Williamson County case where they filed false report on me and raided our house for catching that cop stealing the drug money. And I told Candy after that motion hearing, I said, you know, if we beat this Williamson County case, then the Texas Rangers and the Ector County DA's office will probably loosen their grip on the charges there. The next day, I found out Texas Rangers got a little slap in their face, and the DA refused to prosecute, which totally shocked us and surprised us. We thought it would be the other way around, that we beat the Williamson County case and would help us in Odessa. But now that we've got this help that we got in Odessa, it even makes Williamson County's case look even weaker. So it was wonderful news. And just real quick, and then I'll let you ask me any questions. I've got to get this out. This was all a team effort. We've had such great support since we've been raided and even throughout our last 3.5 years by your audience, by the other Americans. They donated us money when we really needed it. They ordered our videos. There's some people, key people, Jason Osborne is one of them, and you guys, of course, that started with me from the beginning, and we could have never accomplished what we've accomplished without that, so thanks, everybody.
Well, that's much appreciated, and of course, folks who don't know about you, Barry, can go and learn a lot more over at NeverGetBusted.com, but you started out your kind of career in the freedom movement by putting out Never Get Busted, which is a great DVD, helping people kind of within the drug recreational drug user community keep themselves safe from these cops that are always out trying to bust them and take money from them and put them in cages. And you were helping them out with that. And then you moved on to create Cop Busters, which was kind of a little reverse sting that you came up with to basically set up the police and give them the opportunity to prove just how corrupt they are. In one of your first Cop Busters episode, which is available online, you can get to it through your Never Get Busted YouTube channel. The first episode was where you set up a house to make it look like there was a marijuana grow operation going on. Of course, there wasn't any marijuana being grown there. You had little Christmas trees, I think was what it was. And there was a tip that was an anonymous tip delivered to the police department there. And, of course, you knew that these guys were corrupt because they'd arrested a lady, illegally arrested her and basically planted drugs on her. And you were trying to help her out with this whole thing by showing how corrupt the department was, the drug guys in that department. They came in there as you expected, and, you know, they got caught with their pants down, basically, raiding a home that didn't actually have any marijuana plants in it based on an anonymous letter. Is that right so far?
That's exactly right. We did it to bring attention to Yolanda Madden, who these same officers had planted an ounce of methamphetamine on, and she was already 4 years into a prison sentence, an eight-year prison sentence. So because of that, it brought media attention to her case, and she's out of prison. Well, the judge, you know, took her sentence away, and she's home with her kids.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's even more success than one might have expected to come out of what you did there with Copbusters. But the cops didn't like that very much. They didn't really appreciate them getting set up and falling for it.
Well, so, it's not just the setup; it's that they acted illegally in doing it. I mean, that was all the trap, you know?
Right, right. But they're always doing things
that's
illegally.
Right,
they just didn't like that they got caught for doing things
indeed.
Illegally. And caught on video, mind you, and so they came after you. And now, was this the time that when they came after you for this this incident in Odessa? Was this the time when they raided your house and took all your stuff, or was that the Williamson County situation?
That was Williamson County. They raided our house and took all our stuff several months ago, and we moved to a new location in South Austin, which was a couple months ago, and we had lived here for 1 month. When there was a knock on our door, and of course everybody knows we don't answer the door to the police, including the Texas Rangers, and it was a lady dressed in civilian clothes, told Candy she had just ran into our car out in the parking lot and wanted to exchange insurance. So Candy walked outside, and when she got in the parking lot, cars came from everywhere, and the Texas Rangers swarmed in and handcuffed her, and my daughter ran in and said, "Daddy, I was in bed." And said, "Daddy, the cops have mama." So I locked the doors, the Texas Rangers. And that, don't think that's not from a lack of courage. Candy doesn't want me getting arrested right then either, because as long as I'm out of jail, I can get her out of jail quicker. So
right.
I locked the doors, turned my video camera on, made them come to the sliding glass door, and I videotaped them and me cussing them out and telling them, you know, you filed these crazy charges on us for false report, and then you tricked my wife like that when you knew all you had to do was pick up the phone and call me or call my lawyer, and we would have turned ourselves in. So I refused to give myself up, and I later, you know, 3 days later, I turned myself in at the Texas Capitol.
So that went down, and they were coming after you, claiming you filed a false report, but they threw those charges out, and you've been completely exonerated on those. How'd that happen?
Yeah, let me tell you about that. When we busted those cops in Odessa with that fake grow house, I put on the internet, because the feds and the Rangers and everybody was keeping up with what we're posting, and the Rangers, I explained, I said, I want the FBI or the Texas Rangers to come talk to me about this corruption. Just make sure you treat me with respect and we'll have a nice conversation. Because I really wanted to turn evidence over to them that I had to even help Yolanda further and get these cops prosecuted. Well, they did call me not long after that and started talking to me disrespectfully. It was Texas Ranger Bernie. And I was videotaping and filming this phone conversation, and he got so mad, he literally said, "Well, Barry, if I was there in Austin, I think I'd just kick your ass." And then the phone went dead because his other supervisors hung the phone up because they knew he messed up.
He crossed the line.
Well, I kept that video hidden for a long time and didn't use it in case they came after me.
Tell you what, Barry, hang on to that thought. Hold on. We'll continue your story here in a moment. More with Barry Cooper. If you've got a call question for him, dial in at 800-259-9231. Barry Cooper is with us from NeverGetBusted.com. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features, free, the listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, plus our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone, anywhere. They can dial long distance. You'll be able to listen to Free Talk Live around the clock with any of those options, and you'll find that they are free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper is with us from NeverGetBusted.com, updating us on some positive news in one of the legal cases that the cops down in Odessa, Texas, filed against you and your wife and, I guess, one of your associates for allegedly filing false, making a false claim to a police officer or something like that. And those charges have now been dropped, and Barry is here with us to continue the story. Barry?
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, what I was saying, the Texas Rangers are considered one of the elite law enforcement agencies in the whole U.S., and everybody was surprised that they spent a year and 3 months trying to pin a misdemeanor on us instead of outworking major crimes and instead of trying to indict these officers that planted those drugs on Yolanda. So when we were arrested, it was a big surprise to everybody. Well, the reason the district attorney in Ector County dismissed the charges is exactly what we had argued and what we knew when we set that sting up. In Texas, a false report to a peace officer can only be filed on a person if they lie about a current ongoing investigation, meaning if a house just got burglarized and I went and reported to those police that it was a black male that stole all that stuff, and the police later realized it was a white male that stole all that stuff, then they could file on me for false report to a peace officer because that was an ongoing investigation.
Mm.
When a tip was given that there was a marijuana grow house somewhere, that wasn't part of an ongoing investigation. So the district attorney saw that and dropped the charge.
So as many cases, you knew what their own laws were, and they didn't. They were just doing whatever they thought they could to come after you, and they didn't even realize what their own rules said.
Exactly. What they did, I think they realized they didn't have a case, but they knew they could get a warrant signed, and it was their way of kicking back at me for disrespecting them.
Do you
and
think
that's
that,
how law enforcement does. There's so many people that go to jail in America because they smarted off to a cop and mm-hmm. they really didn't break any law. We have freedom of speech. We can smart off to a cop if we want.
So you're supposed to be able to. I agree with you. Do you think that do you think that they went after you, and now that they've been essentially you've been vindicated on this, that you've got a case for a false arrest?
Oh, there's no question. Another reason why I think they loosened their grip on us, because 2 weeks ago I filed a $40 million federal lawsuit naming the Texas Rangers, Ector County, the city of Odessa, Williamson County. There were 20 or 30 defendants listed, and that whole 25-page complaint that I filed can be found online and read the whole story. I wrote it in a way that people could understand and didn't use a bunch of legal jargon. So I think the prosecutors in Odessa were thinking, wow, if we prosecute this guy, we are going to have to defend this lawsuit. Well, since they dropped it, now I'm going to pull the prosecutor from the lawsuit, but I'm still going after the Rangers in Williamson County.
You know, I was reading online, the Odessa papers got their the article here, and then they have a little chance to a little poll on the side that says, do you agree with the decision by the county attorney's office? And that's by 73%, they say, yes, the whole investigation was clearly a vendetta against Barry Cooper. I mean, it's obviously public opinion's in your direction on this one.
Absolutely. And when we did the Copbuster sting in Odessa a year and 7 months ago, or almost 2 years ago, the public opinion wasn't that high because nobody had ever heard of Copbusters and nobody knew what it was, and everybody was siding with the police. But I knew we had the moral high ground. I knew we had the legal high ground. I knew it was good nonviolent activism. And just like my videos, when we released those years ago and everybody trashed us, I knew in time they would see the truth. And now the public is seeing the truth and starting to realize, hey, you know, these people are onto something here. They really are filming cops doing dirty acts, and kudos to them. So we're appreciating all that support.
Let's go to the phones. People got some questions for you, Barry. Let's talk to Chaz, listening in Indianapolis. You're on with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
can you hear me okay on this phone?
We got you, Chaz. Barry, can you hear Chaz?
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so pleased and honored to be talking to Barry Cooper. You're a hero to just about everybody I've ever even talked to and mentioned your name to. I got a two-part question. The first part is, are you going to be continuing to do a Cotbuster show? I know that you had kind of put the brakes on that a while back.
It's a good question.
So the first part is, are you continuing that, or are you going to pick that back up, knowing that these wise guys are going to leave you alone?
Oh, we're definitely going to continue Cotbusters. There were certain statements that I had to make for legal reasons, and I really did seriously consider stopping it. But after we regrouped, I realized, you know, after we get out of our mess, it would be selfish to stop it because there's so many more Americans in the same mess I am without the advantages I have. So we're not going to stop. I'm going to continue busting cops, and also we've got a new Never Get Busted product line that's related to Cop Busters that's really going to help Americans, and it'll be ready in 60 days. It's called a Barry Cam, and for $199, you can install a camera in your car, and when the cops pull you over, you press a red button, and it records audio and video, full color, 2.5 hours. And then that citizen gets to upload that traffic stop to my website for my free analysis.
That's fantastic, Barry.
And that's the first part of my question. The second part is, are you still there?
Yep, he's here. Go ahead with your
question. Yeah, the second part, real brief, is would you be looking for some ideas for the Cotbuster show? If so, I can get in contact. I can give my email address to Ian and all that on Freaky's
website.
Well,
I'm sure you can just reach out to him via his website at NeverGetBusted.com.
I can do that, too, because I've got some great ideas for making the schmucks look like even bigger schmucks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you calling in tonight there. Yeah, Bear, I'm glad to hear the Cotbusters is going to continue. Speaking of ideas, is there anything you can share with our audience as far as what might be coming up?
Yeah, this product line we've got, we've actually got a 100% pure plant dye extract that you'll be able to spray on your plants that changes them a different color where the helicopters can't spot it from the air. It's called Never Get Busted Chameleon. Plant Chameleon. Huh. And then, do I hear music? Are we about going to break?
Tell you what, hang on, Barry. If you want to stick with us, we can keep going here in a moment. More with Barry. And you can stay, right?
Barry? No, I'd love to.
All right, great. More with Barry here in a moment. Barry Cooper is with us from NeverGetBusted.com. You got a question for him? He's here. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. The archives are right on the front page, going all the way back. The last week is on the front page, and then you click into the archives section, and that'll take you back to 2006, all for free. And the archives, by the way, are brought to you by hostgator.freetalklive.com.
Just got my Freedom's Phoenix update here in my mailbox. It says CIA sees increased threat from Al-Qaeda in Yemen. A defense official discloses cyber attack. Dow faces bouncy ride down to 5,000, says strategist. And New Canaan considers tracking devices for students. You can go see more headlines at Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. If you've got a call for Barry or a question for Barry Cooper, you'll get preference right now because he's with us from Austin, your new home there in Austin, Texas, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the best place to live in Texas. It's got the biggest freedom community from what I can tell, Barry. Has that been your experience down there?
Yeah, Austin doesn't even seem like it's really in Texas. It gets voted one of the top three cities to live for a reason. It's very liberal, forward-moving, and it's right where we need to be.
So, now, Barry, there's this this cop that's apparently suing you for defamation for catching him stealing money. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, I actually got served with those papers yesterday. Captain Nassar, that I videotaped stealing that drug money, filed a lawsuit against me for defamation and slander, for putting him on Fox News and on YouTube. And all the research we've done, we so far have not found any case in American history where a public servant, during the performance of his duties, actually filed a lawsuit on a citizen. So that's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that the courts are going to side with him, but, hey, we'll see how it goes, right?
So this
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to file a countersuit for sure. I've got a great legal team, and I actually have citizens that are just as good as lawyers that help me with certain filings. Mm. And we're learning a lot, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to let up. We want American prisoners released from prison, and we want to teach people how to stay out of a cage for nonviolent crimes.
It's fantastic. So, Barry, obviously you still got a couple of things in the works as far as legal conflicts. The Williamson County folks, they're still coming after you. This cop is coming after you now with this nonsense defamation lawsuit. So you're still dealing with all that, and that's obviously got to be a source of stress. How's your family holding up? I mean, is everything all right at home? Because, I mean, the cops have come in, they've raided your house, they took all your computers. You and Candy have been arrested at least once, maybe more than once. I mean, it's hard to keep track of it all.
Yeah, and included all in all that, see, we still do not have custody of our son. When they raided us, they took our son from us, and we're filing appeals to get him. So to answer your question, my family is positive. We're happy. We're forward moving. But there's no question I see big signs of post-traumatic stress in them and myself, which means we've become hyper-vigilant, always looking over our shoulder. We hear a little noise in the house, and it wakes us up. The dreams won't stop. And these are not all things that we're just saying to help us with a lawsuit. I'm saying these things because they're absolutely true.
These people took your kid.
When people are arrested and raided and put in jail, it's such a tragedy to them that it causes all these different emotional side effects that the person has to live and deal with.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're dealing with right now.
You know, people choose to look at the police in most cases as if they're, you know, the good guys. And I can understand why they choose to do that. But in some cases, they're the bad guys. And in this case, they took your kid. Of course you have, you know, bad dreams and you imagine when you hear noises in the house that it's them coming back to get your kid.
Or to get you.
Absolutely, yeah. And I see Candy has always been a very relaxed person. She's the one who tamed me. I was a lion 7 years ago when she met me, and she taught me how to live the chilled life. And now I watch Candy. She's, you know, 4'11". People call her Mama Candy everywhere she goes because she mothers everybody. She's so loving, and it hurts for me to see her go through sleepless nights and all this torment because of what the people that we're supposed to trust actually did to us. But she understands positivity. She understands she's doing this for a good cause. And, in fact, she's even becoming more vocal in the media. And she's out there giving them hell because, you know, it's just sad. And we're in this position to be able to do it. And we're going to continue doing it.
So any idea, Barry, as to what's next for Cop Buster specifically? Do you have any plots, any plans that you've got brewing up in your mind as far as what you want to do to catch the next bad cop?
Currently, I'm traveling around being an expert witness in court. I just got hired out in California to help defend a 300-pound marijuana case. And then I left Florida 2 weeks ago. The 350 lawyers flew Candy and I down to teach at one conference, and then another 150 lawyers heard we were in town, and we went and taught at their conference. So we're just trying to make the laugh, stay presence on the internet, fight these court battles, and get ready for our next Cop Buster splash. And that's coming sooner than what people think.
Now, all right, cool. You were before we went to the break the last time, you were talking about a product line you guys were rolling out here, and then you briefly teased one product, which is apparently some kind of dye for your plants. What is this product line you're talking about?
Well, what we've decided to do is come up with a Never Get Busted product line that will actually help people stay out of jail. We already have our videos there. We have our Never Get Busted Blunt Magic Spray there that you can order now, where you spray it on your herb, leave it 24 hours, roll it up, and you can smoke it in front of a cop or in a bar, and they can't tell what you're smoking. It hides the odor 100%.
Huh.
So now we've got this thing that we've developed where we've extracted dyes from other plants, and now you can spray that on your herb plants growing outside, and the helicopters can't see it from the air because they look for a certain shade of green that only those plants produce. I've also got these Cop Buster cameras coming out that are going to help citizens. We're starting a line of Never Get Busted LED grow lights.
Oh, cool.
Because LED grow lights do not generate any heat, and that's what cops look for to bust.
And what about
rooms.
The power bill too? They use a lot less power, so you're not going to, not only do you don't have the heat, but you're not going to have the huge power bill with LEDs.
Exactly, and I'm getting a quality LED to the public at a reasonable price. Right now, to buy an LED light, it costs you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But I'm working with a company overseas, signed an endorsement deal with them. So be looking for all that. Now, the newest product that I have for sale on my website, I want to tell everybody about. If you go to the front page, click on the banner that says Lucy Jane as heard on Playboy Radio, because I do Playboy Radio every other week, and I talk about this, and it's a totally legal herb. You'll pass all your drug tests, and it does everything your illegal herb does. So it's a safe way to continue your practice of enjoying a smoke without ever getting busted. So you can start ordering that right now. Now, when you click on that banner, it'll take you to an alternate website with my picture and everything on it. Go ahead and order through them. It's safe. I get a big portion of those proceeds.
Is this the new synthetic THC?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've tried it. I've tried it before. I mean, not your particular brand, but I've tried it, and it does work.
It works, but our blend is special, and I'm not just saying that. I know there's 100 different blends out there, but we really worked hard developing one of the best out there, and it certainly is.
Barry, not only are you heroic in that you're helping people stay out of jail and giving them good information, you're also apparently quite the innovator, and so it sounds like some interesting ideas and products you got out there. As always, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Of course, Ian. It was my pleasure.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate the update. Glad things are going as well as they can be, considering. Head over to visit his website, nevergetbusted.com. Barry Cooper on Free Talk Live. More coming up. You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free. So head on over and enjoy them. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage portion of the profits that Amazon would normally get all for themselves. So just start your shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers have become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out FreedomCam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. And FreedomCam.net is having a summer sale on spy video cams. It's FreedomCam.net.
All right, we continue with your phone calls and go to Andy, listening in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hey, Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I'm not in Grand Rapids, but that's not really that relevant.
I don't know how they botched that one up. Where are you?
I am over on the other side of the state, in fact.
Oh, okay. All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about civil disobedience and the reputation it does or doesn't earn people. And, I caught a little snippet of your show. I think it was one of the shows last week where Dennis called in and basically blasted the Keene City Council drinking game.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this was some of the best civil disobedience I've ever seen. It wasn't even really disobedient, but...
No, because no law was broken.
Right, right.
Well, but, it was disobedient in the sense that the police chief asked for your bottles and you refused to give them.
Well, no, disobedience is on. Oh, I see where you're coming from. That would be like more of non-cooperation, because civil disobedience typically involves breaking of a law, and by refusing, by asserting my right to privacy over what was in my drink container, I was not committing civil disobedience. At least that's how I saw it. And of course, we're talking about the city council drinking game that made international headlines here in, well, not headlines, but international news out of here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's happened twice now. The first time they made two arrests. The second time, the amount of activists more than doubled that attended, and they did nothing. So, anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it seems to me this wasn't the first time that Dennis called and had a problem with civil disobedience or
wait a second.
Made a public statement against it.
Right. Ian goaded Dennis into this. He was talking about political activism, and then Ian asked him a question. So just to be very clear, Dennis didn't call in about that, and he gave his opinion only when asked.
Right, but he still gave it.
Okay, that's his opinion.
Right, right. Well, you know, I've always loved Dennis Goddard and his own brand of activism, which is, you know, inside the system stuff. But you know, I don't know. Is Dennis furthering his cause by being, you know, by standing in opposition to those who are civilly disobedient for whatever reason he's doing it?
Hard to say.
And then if you look on the other side of the coin, you know, the chairman of the Mises Institute seems to think that the civil disobedience in Keene is a good thing.
Yeah, Lou Rockwell was on our show just over a week ago, and he heartily endorsed the activism happening here in Keene and also the Free State Project. So, yeah, that meant a lot to me personally. Because I wouldn't expect an academic like Lou Rockwell, somebody who's, you know, kind of, you know, lives in that world, if you will, to really embrace those things. But he did, and that was great.
I think that civil disobedience is the thing that's going to start to win over the minds and hearts of people when, you know, it just builds to a critical mass. And it's obvious that, you know, people aren't being harmed by these acts of civil disobedience, but yet every day you can turn on the YouTube and find 10 more videos of police beating the crap out of people. And, you know,
yeah, I think it's
political action is fine, but, you know, I haven't seen political action stand in front of a police car, and I haven't seen political action bring any attention to the abuses that the current power structure heaps upon people.
Certainly not the same amount of attention per instance of action.
And so, Andy, you know, I don't know, and this is my stance on it. I don't know whether civil disobedience is going to work or not going to work in these circumstances. I think there's better civil disobedience and worse civil disobedience. And I don't know which is being, you know, done here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm sure some of both. But I, you know, when you say it's winning the hearts and minds, I've got to say that my personal experience here in Keene is that most of the people I talk to don't think it's very cool. They don't like it. Now, if you're talking about winning the hearts and minds of people around the United States, bringing them here to Keene to participate, that may very well be true. However, when talking about the Keeniacs that the people from Keene that I interact with, what I'm hearing is that they're annoyed by the civil disobedience that's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, reading back into history, if you've read Rothbard's Colonial Histories, the disobedience kind of started in the same way. Most of the people weren't into it.
They hated the Quakers. They hated them. I mean, they absolutely hated them. But the Quakers had a huge effect through civil disobedience on American society. I mean, people, so much of what we deal with today was created by the Quakers. And the different, you know, the one thing you can say about the Quakers is they did so much good in the process of being disobedient. And I think that's being learned here by the disobedience in Keene. But, you know, I'm just telling you the experience, feet on the ground, what it's like. Lou Rockwell, a huge figure in the liberty movement, doesn't have his feet on the ground in Keene, New Hampshire.
Anything
that
else
is
to share
true.
Tonight, Andy?
No, I'll step aside. Have a great night, guys.
Thank you,
call.
Andy.
Appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. Now, of course, I don't get out and about very very much.
I don't either.
But, you know, I've had people tell me they like what's going on here.
I have, too. I'm not saying I haven't. I'm just my experience is, for one, it's coming to a head. Things are happening. There's now a sort of a counter protest group.
At least something is happening, and people have opinions about it, you know? What the heck was happening down in Sarasota, Florida?
Nothing.
Let's continue with Ofer listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ofer. You're on the amp lines.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So in the discussion between inside and outside the system activism among anarchists, I'm not going to talk about minarchists right now, I think both sides use the word liberty, but I think they're each using it to refer to a different concept, and I think that's causing a lot of the miscommunication and frustration, and I'd like to take a shot at hopefully bringing some clarity to the difference between the two concepts.
Please do.
Okay.
Okay. So when we talk about, I'm going to use the term complete political liberty to differentiate from personal liberty, which is a psychological phenomenon. So we're talking about complete political liberty, which is the goal that we share. And as a thought experiment, if we lived in a free society and you got mugged, I think most people, most anarchists would not say, oh, I'm no longer free. They would just say, I'm in a free society, but I experienced some violence against me. Would you say that's correct?
That makes sense.
Sounds accurate.
Right. So now when the state acts, the state is ethically no different from a mugger when they take violent actions, but yet we use the term state because we're referring to something a little bit more specific than just random violence.
Right. It's consistent.
That's a defining characteristic.
It's consistent, repeated, applied violence, repeated threats, applied threats. It's consistent, whereas the same mugger, it's unlikely that you'll see the same mugger a second time. The state continues to come back again and again and victimize over and over again. So it becomes just more than just a random attack. It becomes a predictable attack that oppresses and keeps people down and prevents them from creating wealth, etc.
Well, that's definitely one of the attributes of a state, but I don't think it's the defining one because, in theory, the mugger could continue to mug you every day. I mean, certainly kids experience that in school.
In theory, the other defining attribute, in my opinion, would be the sense of legitimacy that people have for the state.
Exactly.
Whereas, if you shoot the mugger, you've got a dead mugger. If you shoot the police officer, you have a tragedy of colossal proportions. He'll get a parade. You'll get the death penalty.
Right, exactly. So the best definition I can come up with right now of a state is a group of people with sufficient moral legitimacy that they're able to sustain some level of violence over time.
I'd say that's accurate.
Does that seem like a fairly realistic definition?
I think so.
So in that sense, I would say that complete political liberty is kind of like a Boolean. You either have it or you don't. Either you have a group of people with sufficient moral legitimacy to sustain some level of violence, or you don't. And I don't think that it necessarily requires a majority of people to become voluntarist or anarchist. It's possible that even 20% of the population becoming anarchist might make it impossible to sustain any level of violence.
Ofer, do you want to hang on and flesh this thought out a little bit further?
Sure.
Hang on. More with Ofer here in a moment. Your thoughts are welcome as well about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259 is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.